He limped over and smiled down at her.
Right then. You're about the right height to be crutches.
He draped his arm around her shoulders and stood there. She glanced up at him with a jaundiced squint. He was about a foot taller than she was. He kept standing there. Her eyebrow went up.
See, if I move, I'll limp again. Limping isn't manly.
Thinking that limping isn't manly isn't manly.
Touché.
She shrugged. French isn't manly either.
But it's beautiful.
Beauty transcends gender expectations.
Exactly. Thanks for knocking me on my ass. This is fun.
He shifted on his injured ankle and his weight came down harder as pressure on her shoulders, but not pain. This was weird. She stared ahead, bemused and amused and dripping ick. Her jacket shifted in the chill breeze and a passing shadow of cloud over the sun made her shiver. She waited. He made no attempt to move. She waited through waves of concealed irritation, discomfort, and amusement that were as fleeting and sharp as the shifting sun and shadow.
So, what's your name?
Leah.
That's not French.
No, but I don't have to be manly.
What language is Leah from?
Hebrew. My parents thought it was melodic.
It is. It suits you.
Thanks. I was disappointed to find out that it meant weary.
It does?
Well, I guess Hebrew women from thousands of years ago earn their weary. I was further disappointed to find out that another potential translation is wild cow.
Okay, now that categorization of historical women is very manly.
She smiled agreeably. Sure is. When his laughter settled down, he looked at her speculatively. The passage of sunlight through a riffle of cloud shreds sparkled on myriad points of water, slush, and ice. The sidewalk glittered where the sun's rays touched it in scattered whimsy. The city added sparkle deliberately to the sidewalks. Her father had said they added mica or silcarb, silicon carbide, but she had thought he was saying silly cars, so the sidewalk was always full of silly cars to her. He tilted his head down.
I'm Jareth.
She immediately thought of Labyrinth and David Bowie, but didn't mention it. That movie was from, when, 1986? He had to have gotten that name pre-Goblin King. She did say, "Pleased to meet you, Jareth." "Where to?" One of his eyebrows raised.
"Is your place close?"
"Not saying, and we're not going there." He looked infinitely hurt.
"But Leah, you wound me after you wounded me."
"So, emergency room would be appropriate." He scowled.
"I am not sitting for hours in a Manhattan ER covered in clam chowder and snow melt for a sore ankle."
"So, where do you live? I can get you a cab." He shrugged.
"Subway's fine, over there."
His shoulder gestured toward a station. "I can get you a cab." He shrugged skeptically.
"Maybe, but you can't pay for it, and that's too much in cab fare for me, considering where I'm going."
"I can't pay?"
"No, I took your wallet."
"You, what?" He pulled his arm from around her shoulders and flipped her wallet open, reading off the info from her ID.
"Leah Manis, 5'2", 22 years old, shoulder-length brown hair, green eyes. Seems to be in order. Oh, hey, look, your apartment's close. Nice address."